Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I have an update on the Bachelor in Paradise situation. So I told you in the 7 o'clock hour in the trash that, you know, I thought the whole premise of Bachelor in Paradise was get the people drunk, watch them have sex, and film it.
Right.
Or fight and film that, too. It's a spinoff of the Bachelor and Bachelorette TV series. It doesn't seem to be any kind of particular format for people getting thrown off or prize winning. It just seems like, you know, hot people in the sand doing stuff. So the update goes like, and the deal was something happened between two contestants, DeMario, who was just kicked off the current season of The Bachelorette, and Corinne from last season of The Bachelor with Nick.
She's the one with the mate.
With the nanny.
Nanny, right.
Right. They had some kind of, they got drunk and went into the pool and got naked and did all kinds of stuff. They're saying now that Bachelor in Paradise was shut down because a field producer filed a complaint that Corinne seemed so drunk the first day of filming she had no ability to consent to DeMario's sexual moves in a swimming pool, and the producers nevertheless let it play out on the film.
Did not have consensual sex with anybody.
The producer in question believes Corinne may have been sexually assaulted, although DeMario is claiming the encounter was not only consensual, she was the instigator. TMZ broke the story about his version of events, that he and Corinne were drinking heavily, making out at the bar. She says, let's go to the pool. They take their clothes off and begin doing stuff. Nothing, not all the way, but fully third base in it. Etc.
So,
and he claims that she hit him in the face with a particular part of her body, and so he started doing what, you know, people do that to that. He said no consummation happened because he was too drunk to make that happen.
He was that wasted that he couldn't,
apparently, so
get excited.
They were woo.
Even though he was that far with a new person. Who's also hot looking?
Mm-hmm.
That's wasted.
Mm-hmm. Some people have more trouble with that than others, too, though. So who knows?
That is wasted, though. I mean, really.
The field producer in question was assigned to shadow Corinne and began hearing stories from people on the set that Corinne was so drunk she had no idea what was going on in the pool. It was unclear if the producer watched the incident, but she's saying she has not seen the footage. People familiar with the footage are telling TMZ, Corinne appears fully engaged.
What does she say about it? No comment from her
I
yet?
I do not see it. She's probably still filming it. I don't really know. Mm. Although
they suspended
production. Yeah. Let's see here. After the complaint was filed with Warner Brothers, they immediately dismissed both of them. So we may be hearing from her pretty soon, and launched an investigation into misconduct. So the production's suspended until the investigation is complete. But that's an update, because we wondered why. Isn't that what they want to happen? And I guess maybe they're saying, we don't want anyone taken advantage of. And if that was the case, then that's actually, all right. That's good. I guess.
It doesn't sound like they should continue with the show myself, but, you know.
People love it, Ben.
But you can't
give
mix
the people what they want.
Business and corporate business with drunken nonsense. It doesn't work.
No. Tends not to. David Hasselhoff's daughter, Haley, has been charged in her DUI case. Her blood alcohol was a 0.14. Cops found her passed out in her Mercedes. She was on an L.A. freeway off-ramp. Remember this? She was
pulled off.
Yeah,
and
she was asleep.
Went to sleep.
Right. The legal limit in California is 0.08. She blew a 0.14. She was taken to the hospital before she was booked. She faces 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. if she is convicted now that she's been officially charged. They say, though, that that sentence is almost unheard of for first and even second time offenders, you know, to get 6 months in jail, that she'll get off lighter than that. But it's going to be expensive. But that's what's going on with David Hasselhoff's daughter, Haley. And speaking of DUIs and rehab and et cetera, Tiger Woods is headed back to rehab after his DUI arrest. This was last week or possibly late the week before.
What? He went to rehab before?
Yeah, but he's been to rehab, sure.
Was it Poontang rehab or was it?
He did go to a Poontang rehab, didn't he, right after the whole...
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you. I didn't know that he went to a drug rehab.
I don't know if he did or not.
I thought this was...
Well, it says Chuck's back into rehab.
Well, maybe they're just lumping all rehabs together. Mm. I don't know if he ever went for substance abuse, although he definitely seems to have had a problem. 41-year-old Tiger arranged a 28-day rehab stint in a bid to retain joint custody of his son and daughter, Sam, who's 9, and son Charlie, who's 8. He was busted May 29th and has... I guess he's reserved the entire male inpatient unit at the Jupiter Medical Center near his Florida mansion.
Wow.
He wants to go it alone at rehab?
It's not really how that's supposed to work.
Right.
Okay.
Aren't you supposed to, you know, hear the stories of others and see
I'll go to rehab, but I'll do it my way.
Yeah.
I need everything. I need 1,000-count sheets on my bed. Gosh. What do they call that? Thread count? Sorry.
Tiger visited the hospital. According to some insider, they told Radar Online that he went to the hospital with his kids on June 2nd and then went alone 2 days later to do the paperwork and get his assessment. According to a clause in their agreement over the custody of the kids, if Tiger gets caught up in a... I guess this must be just from the source. If Tiger gets caught up in a scandal, he could face losing the 20% custody that he currently has.
20%?
Yeah, I guess he's only got him a little bit of the time. His treatment is going to focus on his addiction to prescription pills. He entered... Oh, no, they're saying he did go in 2010, Vin.
For pills?
For Vicodin and Ambien.
Okay, well, I know that he's had a lot of surgeries. We've talked about that already, and that's something that doctors seem to just hand out.
He went to the Meadows Treatment Center in Wickburg, Arizona in 2010 to battle addictions to Vicodin and sleeping medication Ambien. That followed his six-week treatment for sex addiction at the Gentle Path facility in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. He was forced into treatment after the National Enquirer exposed his affair with a New York City party girl in 09, Rachel Yucatel.
Right.
Leading to a procession of mistresses. So many, in fact, we had something called the whore board in here, where every day we just add any new stuff that got exposed. That pretty much ruined his squeaky clean image. We were all like, what? What now? They say it cost him millions in endorsements and virtually ended his glittery golf career. He's undergone several surgeries for golf-related injuries, and his reputation took another hit when they found him asleep at the wheel of his Mercedes SUV. I guess that's referring to the recent arrest. This is when he failed a sobriety test. He said, I wasn't drinking. I think he blew a .00, right?
Yep.
He was just effed up on pills. They're saying his drug woes and the recent stuff that's happening have prompted his ex-wife, Elin Nordegren, to consider going back to court for temporary full custody of their kids. So that's what Tiger Woods is dealing with today. And congratulations, America. The first family is now all officially living in the White House. The White House is now complete with a first lady and a first kid. Melania and Barron have officially moved in. President Trump touched down in D.C. Sunday evening with his wife and his 11-year-old son, along with Melania's parents. Barron had a cute shirt on. It says, "The Expert." It just crosses chest, little T-shirt. The move's been scheduled since at least March, if not earlier. The Trumps were waiting for Barron to finish his fifth grade year in New York before heading south, and he's going to attend St. Andrew's Episcopal as an incoming sixth grader, where sports are apparently big in his curriculum. And Melania tweeted from inside the White House on Sunday night. She tweeted, looking forward to the memories we'll make in our new home. Hashtag moving day. And it's pretty. It's like a candlelit table looking out across, like, I guess it's not down the mall, at the Washington Monument. It's a pretty picture. Hashtag moving day.
All right.
And Amber Rose posted a picture of herself to promote her annual slut walk. She's wearing a bikini top and nothing on the bottom.
I had to go find it.
Yeah.
I read about it. I just saw the headline and was like, what is she doing? And I had to go find it.
She's bringing back the natural look down there, Vin. I mean, it's not quite 70s style, but it's certainly, thicket.
She looks great.
Yeah. Instagram took the photo down because she posted it everywhere, and they're like, hello.
You have no bottoms on. Yeah.
But she still has it up on Twitter, and it's got a lot of people doing the Amber Rose Challenge, which is turning into a meme.
What do you mean?
It's, you know, how people just recreate poses that famous people do. I was like, oh, I'm going to put like a big wig down there.
Oh, that's a man.
Yeah, look for that later today. I'll put that up. she ended up in a Twitter war with Piers Morgan over the whole thing. Mayim Bialik is also sick of women getting naked in the name of empowerment. Oh, there's a dude. He has the wig. He's got the wig on.
Mm-hmm.
She looks amazing.
Yeah, she looks really good.
He's got the silver choker on and everything. That's pretty funny. So people are recreating the look. So you can expect that. That'll be fun. That Amber Rose, a nudie, promoting her slut walk. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Donuts make the news.
I love a donut. I'm sorry, did you say you have donuts? Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. We have email here. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. You can email us really for any reason if you just want to get through. We read all the email, and we do a thing called The Secret Show. It's a podcast. We're doing one of those today, and we do a bad advice segment on there. So if you have any problems, any questions, and you want your five pals to bat them around for you, we're happy to do it. Love hearing about your problems. And they can be really about anything. Sometimes people write us like super gnarly ones. We like those the best. But even really simple stuff, you know, it's just things that everyone's going through. So this is just a general email from a fan of the show. Hey, Sarah and Vinny, my wife Gwen Baum is a colossal fan of your show. We're originally from Walnut Creek, where she listened to you every day. Due to my work, we spent the last 3 years in Australia. She downloaded your podcast and listened to them every morning while we were down there. It made her feel connected to home. We just moved back to the Bay Area because she landed her dream job as a nurse at Stanford Medical.
All right, Stanford.
The one thing she's more excited about than anything else is being able to listen to Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Yuzette, and Hooman live every morning. I imagine you get a ton of requests like this, but it would mean the world to her if the show would give Gwen Baum a shout-out. Welcome back to the Bay Area. From Gwen, Brian, Riley, and Mason Baum, the Baum Squad.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that cute?
Cute.
Well, welcome back, you guys.
Congratulations, Gwen.
No, it's great.
That is the dream job, Stanford. Come on.
Anyway, I just thought that was such a sweet email, and there you go.
My doctor lives there.
Your doctor lives at Stanford?
The Stanford Hospital.
The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mercedes deal. Mazda dealer today.
The Radio Alice Report.
Crunch.
I was not reading anymore. I was reaching over to find the button I needed. Okay. I'll give you another one of those later, Mazda.
Yeah, we know that one's a make good, right?
Okay. Happy Monday, everybody. It's going to be a great week.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Start your summer fun today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/summerfun to get started.
Very embarrassing.
Happens to, I'm
done
sure,
worse.
Everybody.
That is true. I have done worse.
Understands. Yeah. Some of the new changes have made it very difficult.
You just try to keep everything straight, really.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Church bells throughout Orlando will ring 49 times at noon today, a year after the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. This was the Pulse nightclub shooting. It's already been a year.
It's hard to believe.
So I wanted to mention that. That's the sad news. The good news is the Warriors play tonight. Well, Friday was
supposed to be the good news.
Yeah,
tonight.
Unfortunately, we got beat real good.
Just need one more.
Yeah. Tonight. It's game five.
Let's finish this up, guys.
Very exciting. I'm looking forward to watching. Will you watch?
Probably. It'll be on at my house. I won't, you know, I'm not a huge sports fan, as you know, but it's generally on, and if I want to be with John, I got to watch the game.
Yuzette and Hooman and Johnny Mosley are going to go watch Cars 3.
Mm-hmm.
He just wrote us an email, and it's so funny. He was talking about how he's going to go do the movie review, but he's going to miss the Warriors.
Right. He actually put that, he goes, so you guys owe me. And when I come on Thursday to do the movie review, I'm going to promote some of my stuff right, so you can make it up to me, which we're fine with. I guess he has some snack line, him and his wife.
He does, him and Malia. Let me see if the name is on here. It's a really big deal for them at a product. It's it is called IOTA, I-O-T-A. It's a line of organic roasted sunflower kernels.
Oh.
And he also is doing a new web series called Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dream.
Oh.
I wonder what that entails.
Yeah.
He was really, wasn't he doing America Ninja? I wonder why that he stopped doing that.
I don't know. I wondered if he'd be on like Battle of the Network Stars and when that comes back. I keep seeing like different people's names on there. Johnny Mosley should do that. It's always fun
to
be
a commentator.
Catch up. Right. It's fun to, that's what I meant, like a coach or something, you know. But it's always fun to see what he's up to. What a fascinating life that guy's had.
Yeah.
And he spends the winters now up in Tahoe, which, by the way, it snowed in Tahoe last night, everyone.
Yeah.
The snow continues to fall.
It continues to be winter there.
It is so weird.
Yeah, the weather's weird.
Just one of those weird, unfortunate announcements. As you look at the news each day, you see Lane Bryant, Loft, Dress Barn, and Taylor and others are announcing many store closures.
Mm.
Competing against online giants like Amazon have become difficult. It seems weird. We still like to go to stores, though, don't we?
We do.
I do.
Especially clothes. I like to try stuff on. But they make it so easy to do returns now. That you take a chance and, like, I mean, I can't say I've never bought a pair of shoes and ordered two sizes knowing I'm sending one of them back.
Mm.
Yeah. Because you never know if they're going to run big or small.
No, that's pretty smart.
Yeah. Well, it's free. Like, you just drop, I don't want to plug the company, although every girl knows which company I'm talking about. You drop them back in the box, flip the thing up onto the top, off it goes. No skin off. It's just great.
Huh. Oh, it starts with a Z.
I was going to start with a Z.
Every girl's going, starts with a Z, doesn't it? I'm sure they're not the only ones.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. According to a new study, only 13% of Americans say they're passionate about their jobs.
Oh, well, we're
23% say they're basically content but not thrilled with what they do. 64% are indifferent toward their jobs or flat out don't like what they do.
Not surprising, you know, it's hard to find the job that really floats your boat. I mean, it's, you know, most of us, we have a job so we can pay our bills and have our off time. It's, you know, it's not supposed to be super fun.
I do think a lot of people have an attitude, and I was with a girl who felt this way. I don't care about work. I don't want to care about work. I don't want to think about work when I'm not at work. I go to work to make enough money to do stuff outside of work.
That I want to do.
That's what she said.
That's what she used to say all the time to me, and I just didn't get it. I used to think, you know, you spend so much time there. You went to college.
Right.
To not care? But she didn't care. And so
a lot of people don't. They just
That's
don't.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm on the other end. I love that we love this.
Oh, it's crazy. Like, it's just, and it's funny because I feel like, you know, we come in here and we're all on that same page. Like, it's like, what's going to happen today? Is it going to be a killer day? Will something funny happen? Like, what's, you know,
What was that thing we were in? The Gazette?
The Knob Hill Gazette.
Yeah. About couples. That was one of the things
the
I wrote.
Dynamic duels.
Is that
Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. Sarah and I have common passion for what we do. And that's not always easy to find. I think that's actually good in any sort of couple, whether you're a married couple or whatever, is having that similar drive.
Right.
And if
bottom line is we're going the same direction,
right,
and we're linked up. We're like the monkeys. Hey, we're the monkeys.
I wouldn't have gone that far.
We're all linking up, going walking down the street.
I would stop. So I was just trying to say,
I guess you're just not as passionate about the monkeys as I am.
No, not. But I do think that's, anyway,
right,
whatever.
No, I'm with you. 100%.
Just getting a half hour extra sleep makes a huge difference, everyone. So 8 hours is long gone for most of us. Right. I haven't seen 8 hours in forever. You?
Yeah, I try and get 8 hours. Well, I try, Vin. I get in bed at 7:30. A lot of times I'm asleep at 8 and I wake up at 4. I get 8 hours. I try.
Wow. Okay, you go.
Most times I get 7, though. I'll fall asleep by 9 usually. What do you get, Yuzi? You must get a lot of sleep.
Yeah, I try to get a lot. The problem is, well, you know, because I go to bed so early that I wake up early. Like this morning, I was up at 1 o'clock.
Oh.
It's like dum, 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 dum.
What time did you go to bed?
6.
So you got 7 hours.
Yeah.
It's clearly all you needed.
I guess.
You woke up. Dum, 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 dum.
Researchers at the University of California, San Francisco found that when people got an average of 36 more minutes of sleep than they were used to, they were way less tired, fatigued, and stressed than normal. So you only need a little more.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just go to bed a little bit earlier.
And some people, even knowing that, cannot do it.
Yeah. It's just so fun being up at night.
Is it?
I hate going to bed.
I find myself, even on a weekend at 10 o'clock, going, oh, man.
Oh, I find myself doing that, but then I start fighting through it.
If there's
Should we make coffee?
Why? What is there to do?
I don't know, just being awake, and it feels like a privilege, you know? Like, you know, when it's 7:30. I mean, 7:30.
Yeah, like, it's time to go
well,
to bed.
Well, it's 7:30. Oh, I guess I better go to bed. Oh, it sucks. I just feel like I'm getting ripped off.
I don't know. I don't. There's nothing going on at night. I'm a daytime guy.
Yeah. You are.
Let me out there in the day. I'm out all day.
I know you are. You're probably exhausted by the time you get in at night. I just like to, I don't know. I feel like it's special at night.
All right. Well, and I know people who want to be up all night.
Yeah.
They don't even want to get up and.
Sure. It's my goal to make it to the time I would normally wake up.
Oh, God.
Can't find a lot of people. The older I get, the fewer people really will party with me until 4 in the morning.
Survey asked people about the best donut. What is it?
It's the plain glazed.
Yeah, the glazed.
Number one.
Yeah.
Yep. The plain old glazed.
Yeah.
What's the second best donut?
Coconut. Toasted coconut. That's my second favorite. Mm. That's a cake style donut.
I like just the old fashioned.
Oh, I do like an old fashioned, but if I have to choose, that's my second choice.
How about a chocolate glaze?
The chocolate frosted one is the second best donut. The Boston cream, chocolate with sprinkles. I would never order a cake donut.
Oh, yeah?
So the chocolate with sprinkles, maple, cinnamon, jelly donuts, powdered, double chocolate.
Oh, I like powdered. I'll buy powdered donuts at the supermarket sometimes.
You do?
Yeah, I really like them. So they have those little minis. You know, I can eat like 20 of them and not even notice. Ooh. Hey, powdered donut.
How do
you do
it? You're
all like cakey and, you know, white powder all over you.
Is there something going on where you are like a closet exerciser? How do you stay in shape? I do not understand.
Oh, I'm not in shape at all.
Eating that you love to do.
I love to eat, but I don't, you know, we don't keep crap at the house. John won't allow it, which is great. You know, like you can't find Hostess cupcakes in our... Which, if I was doing the shopping, there would totally be Hostess cupcakes. I get full really fast, though. Like, as hungry as I am, it's sometimes I'm just like, oh, I'd eat more, but...
All right. Full. A guy named Nick Jamail works at an auto repair shop in Rochester, New York. He was sitting at his desk indoors on Monday doing some work a week ago today.
And I'm sorry, what did you say his job is?
He works at an auto repair shop.
Okay.
He was struck by lightning while sitting at his desk.
Inside the house, inside the building.
Apparently, a bolt of lightning hit the sidewalk in front of the building. The current carried into the shop, traveled up through a light switch, and then shot out and hit Nick in the hand.
Oh.
They say since it just got him in the hand, he only wound up with some minor burns.
Now he's Iron Fist.
Is that how he became Iron Fist?
No, but, you know, he's obviously got superpowers in that hand now, Vinny.
Are you guys still watching Iron Fist?
We are.
Did you watch it last night?
Uh-huh.
So Hooman came over last night.
Yes.
You guys watched Iron Fist. Mm-hmm. And so is it good?
You know, I would say the first five episodes were super good, and we're just sort of getting through it now.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way?
We have one episode left. It shouldn't have been 13 episodes.
Yeah.
It should have been eight. Yeah.
Eight would have been perfect. They really
dragged it out.
So it sucks.
No.
It's okay.
It's good. We like it.
You don't like it.
Well, we loved it the first five episodes. I was totally into it. Now we're just watching it because we're finishing it. Because by the time all vacation and all the things that have to happen in the next couple month or so, then it's Game of Thrones time.
Oh.
Okay.
And then we're back on the Game of Thrones horse.
Yeah.
Well, listening to you, you don't like it.
It's okay.
Right.
We got Game of Thrones. We got Ray Donovan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll be okay for a little bit. And then hopefully then the Defenders will be ready and we'll be ready for that.
The Defenders?
Oh. Yeah, that's Jessica Jones, Daredevil, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage.
And we can watch the Luke Cage thing if we have any downtime.
Yeah.
Well, good to see you've got the rest of your TV Sunday nights with Hooman planned out.
Need to make sure we've got something to watch. We can't just sit around and talk, Vinny.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. 707 says, what a pompous ass Tiger is. What if he's keeping others from getting help while taking the whole damn floor?
It doesn't seem like that should be allowed. Just from a general, like, you need to go in there and be humble. Like, isn't that part of the process to be sort of brought low and see these other people, that it happens to people in all walks of life? I would think that would be a totally valuable part of rehab.
It is. Dropping your kingliness would be a smart move. But be humble. They need money, too, and they are in business, so maybe they went, you know what? We really could use the dough.
Mm.
I hate to say it, but that sounds like what that might be.
It just doesn't seem like that's a healthy way to do it.
415 says, I'd like to know who's responsible for giving her so much alcohol that she has no idea what she's doing.
Oh, on The Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah.
That would be the show. They are looking for everyone to get hammered. That is a show about drunk people in paradise fighting and doing it. That's what the show is. I can't understand why this particular incident is a problem.
408 says they suspended production and sent all of the contestants home.
Oh.
There's a picture from Reality Steve with the entire cast at the airport.
Wow.
Who's Reality Steve?
I don't know. He must be some blogger.
Oh, that's that feeling on the trip home from Mexico. Oof, boy, do I know that one. You know the one where you've partied so hard, it's all a blur.
Right.
And you really don't want to fight to remember it all.
Right. You're just going to let it go. Leave it in Mexico. Get on the plane.
In fact,
I'm going to go home and act like nothing happened.
Like this time after my senior year, we went to Mazatlan and boy, everybody I knew had a day. We all, you know, like
everybody
over the course of a
turn,
week,
right?
Everybody had their turn where...
today's your day.
You behaved yourself the rest of the time after, well, not entirely,
right.
But you know what I mean.
But you didn't have another one of those days in you.
Right. And mine was record breaking.
And probably the first day.
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
But it
you
was
held out.
It was all time. It involved nudity. It involved people writing all over me. Polaroids with it was
for
just
sale.
Out of control.
Boy, you are so lucky there was no social media you were in your heyday, buddy.
Yep. Too drunk to consent, she shoved her woman area in his face.
Yeah. Plus, I think she was probably like, if you had asked her when she was sober, she's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get drunk and do that.
Well, she talked about it. It's her best line.
Yeah.
It's platinum.
Yeah,
she should be careful though.
She should.
You don't want to. The shine might come off that thing real fast if she shows it to too many people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
I do. I'm fully aware.
I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.